Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North. Workout of the day, go to the box. If you know what those two expressions mean, you've probably experienced the fitness phenomenon known as CrossFit. The high-powered, high-intensity, interval-based workout has been very popular in recent years, with gyms devoted to the program popping up all over the fitness landscape. But for a lot of people, including our own fitness pro on the Lake Effect staff, Audrey Nowakowski, CrossFit can be intimidating. So she recently visited Badger CrossFit in Wauwatosa to ask owner Tyler Sullivan to take the mystery and the fear out of it.
CrossFit's definition is constantly varied functional movements performed at high intensity. It started out as a sport, but it's more meant for the person who's just looking to get in the best shape of their life.
And what is functional movement, and how is that important for our bodies?
For sure. Functional movement's something that we do on a daily basis. It mimics natural movement. We sit, we stand, we put something on a shelf, we pick something off the floor. We consider those functional movements that we need to be able to perform properly in our daily life as well as in the gym.
When people are maybe introduced properly or improperly to CrossFit, either it's through word of mouth or perhaps they see videos online of people, extreme CrossFitters or competitions, and they see the standard that they think is perhaps unattainable. But they're doing tasks such as strength on rings, kind of gymnastics looking. And for the normal layperson who's perhaps curious about CrossFit or just curious about getting into shape, they see these extreme routines or people going at heavy intervals and they think, you know, is that really functional for my life? But, you know, are these tasks and exercise we're doing harkening back to kind of what we functioned as early humans before we were sentenced to death all day? And do you think in that way it's bringing us back to functioning properly?
What you see in the sport of CrossFit is entirely the prime example of how we would love to be able to move. They're still pulling, they're still jumping, they're still running, they're still picking things up. It's just in different ways they're being expressed. Now in the gym, and the beautiful thing about CrossFit in the gym is that we can take those movements, scale them and modify them to the person's ability or inabilities and create the exact same movement patterns or mimicking of that movement and make it so that they can do those things in the gym setting in a safe manner as well as efficient manner.
And while I was researching this topic, I just came across the one statement versus like a question that commonly comes up on the search engine that just said CrossFitters are weird. So the CrossFit has kind of a cult-like bubble surrounding it to people looking in from the outside who aren't involved and perhaps have some trepidation about trying it. So how do you respond to that and the image of the very intense following, I suppose? And overall, do you think this is helpful for CrossFitting, or would you like to put out a different kind of perspective for people?
I think CrossFitters are very passionate people. They really enjoy what they're doing. They feel that it is something that has changed their life, perhaps, and they want to express that. They want to tell everybody how much it's changed their life or impacted their lives, how much they've lost in weight or fat or how much strength they've gained. And they're just very passionate about that, and they want to express that, and they help a lot of people. And whether that's a good or bad thing, not really sure. But I know, though, that what we do is a life-changing thing for those people that are really interested in doing that. It's funny. We have a thing that says the first rule of CrossFit is to tell everybody about CrossFit. because it's something that they feel is just their – that's what they were looking for. That was the missing piece in their fitness. It's finally something that makes sense and clicks for them, so they need to be able to say something about it.
And how is CrossFit for everyone and everybody? You mentioned there are modifications, and not everyone is going to be doing fast-paced pull-ups or, you know, lifting all of this weight on the barbells. So what steps do you take at your gym to make sure people are gradually elevated to that level that they see perhaps presented to them of here's the highest peak people are reaching? How do you bring people in from an introductory level?
We focus on the basic natural movements of the body. So the squat, the press, the deadlift, all these jumping, running, pulling, those basic motions that we feel that everybody should have with no restriction, and we want to perform them very well. We don't add any technical movements, Olympic weightlifting, any high-skill gymnastics, any crazy amounts of intensity or volume. It's primarily, let's just get you to move the right way. Let's get you to squat the proper way with very good mechanics. Let's get you to pick something off the floor with very good mechanics. Teach a proper hip hinge. Teach a proper extension of the arm over your head. And making sure that those ranges of motions are properly met before you add technicality, complexity, weight, volume, and intensity. So we break it down into a separate setting so that we can really ensure that they're on the right path.
And this setting is the function class that leads up to the further CrossFit training, correct?
Correct.
What would someone expect in a function class versus a CrossFitting class?
In function, we focus more on the basics, the squat, the press, the deadlift. And we want to make sure that those movements are set so that when we add movement to them or dynamic movement to that motion, that they're properly met to begin with so they don't injure themselves or further make it more taxing on their body.
And one thing about CrossFit that I and other people have perhaps noticed is just the report of injuries with your gym personally. Have you had as many injuries as other CrossFit gyms or comparative? Because you see people doing these intense exercises, but then perhaps their form is wrong or they're just focused on the outcome and not the practice of it. And
yeah.
People worried about getting injured with CrossFit. They think, oh, that's too intense for me and I'm going to hurt myself. So what steps do you take to avoid this or to put people at ease?
Any sort of movement is going to have a risk associated to it. I mean, if you're walking out of your house and you're going to your car, there's a risk of falling or getting injured or even getting in your car and getting hurt. Absolutely, there's a risk of anything happening to your body if you decide to pursue some sort of fitness routine. The way we approach fitness is through many different levels of programming. So we have simple movements leading up to more technical programming. And most people start on the basic introductory level so that they can ease themselves into it so they're not going to get injured. I always give the example, like football, the sport is not bad, but you can have a bad coach, right? You can have a bad experience with a bad coach. But it doesn't mean that all of football is bad. Same thing with CrossFit. CrossFit is a big, big fitness phenomenon at the moment. And just like football, there's really good coaches. And then there's really bad coaches. So you got to make sure that you do your due diligence in making sure that there's the right process for that person or yourself to be able to get into the fitness routine in a safe manner.
That is also one distinct thing that separates CrossFit from other exercises, that it's coaching compared to you go to a gym, there's machinery, there's equipment, maybe there's trainers walking the floor to help you. But how is your gym structured both physically and in this coaching sense?
The first thing you notice at a CrossFit gym is there's very little machines, if any. Typically, you'll see structures of like a pull-up structure and bumper plates and kettlebells and boxes and a wide open space on the floor. So it's very different than most people expect. Our coaches are highly trained in what they do. They go through a process in which they have to be sort of vetted through other coaches in order to start leading classes in a proper and safe way. We want to make sure that everybody is capable of coaching and understands natural movement and proper movement and functional movement prior to them just coaching a class. So that's one process. The other thing is that we have all of our coaches evaluated on a consistent basis to ensure that things are done the way we would like them to be. We're always making sure we're investing in our staff to make sure that they're properly progressing in the latest trends or to ensure that mobility issues are being addressed with certain athletes, and we meet with certain coaches and certain athletes to ensure that they're properly getting the right things that they need on an individual level as well.
Is the CrossFit gym also different in that the coaches you have is not like a personal training relationship and you can have a different person lead a class each time you walk in?
Correct. Our classes focus more on group fitness, but in a personal sense. So the people that are coaching the classes are going to give you the individualized attention to make sure that you're doing the right thing and you're loading the bar properly, you're doing the movements properly, and you're getting that attention in that group atmosphere. And you may get a different coach every time who has a different eye of detail on certain things. So we're all trying to do the same thing, but they might have a different perspective or way of cueing you about doing it.
And do you think this aspect also just grabs people in more, that it is group exercise and focused?
Training with people is always more fun. It seems some people enjoy the competitive aspect of it. Some people just enjoy hanging out with someone and having someone to talk to, or just even go in there without or being intimidated with it. It's always a good thing to be in a group. And sometimes it feels a little bit less intimidating to proceed.
Badger CrossFit has been open for 5 years. What kind of stories have you personally seen develop, whether it's in new clients, new coaches coming in? What is a story or a person that sticks out in your brain that reaffirms your love of CrossFit and your need and want to help people achieve their own goals?
One of the best things I saw was we had a lady, 80-plus years old, come to our gym looking to just garden more efficiently and be safe and stay out of the nursing home. Mm-hmm. And she was 80 years old, doing the same things that everybody else was doing in our classes, just modifying it for her ability or inability. And just her attitude towards being able to stave off that decrepitude of potentially going into a nursing home with it was just very inspiring. I remember just seeing things, her telling me stories about her going on vacation and she had to walk up the side of a hill or a mountain and everything just felt so much easier for her. And that to me just reaffirms why I do what I do. It's to help people with real fitness, real life tasks. And when I see that when people and they tell me the stories, it just keeps me going. That's my fuel.
You mentioned real life and real tasks. Do you think the atmosphere of oversharing on social media and just the constant bombardment of different kind of exercises, different trends, does that distract people from that true goal of just overall being healthier and more functional?
The social media world, the marketing world, really throws us a lot of information that I feel is meant to sell something. There's always a shortcut to getting your abs or getting better arms or whatever. But when you see the real true way of being fit or pursuing fitness and you experience that, it's a life-changing moment.
What would you say to sway or encourage any people who are uncertain about stepping into a CrossFit gym?
Give it a fair shot. Do your research. Give it time. Be consistent in your efforts. Be consistent in your attempts of efforts. And keep working and keep coming. I always tell people, give it at least 3 months to experience it and have a fair opinion of it. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But if you give it a fair shot, it's going to be worth it no matter what. You've tried it, and you can move on to the next thing. Otherwise, stay with it.
And 3 months is a pretty long time compared to, say, there's new spinning class at the gym, and they would say, oh, we'll give it like 2 or 3 times to try. But 3 months commitment, and CrossFit is different in that you are a membership of a CrossFit gym versus a bigger gym branch incorporating CrossFit into their programming. Do you think it's an advantage to just keep it separate from the gyms that exist in Milwaukee today?
I do. I feel that, like any program, you're going to have specialists that are good at what they do. We are in the CrossFit space. We are very good at functional movements performed at a higher intensity, and that translates to real fitness. We want people that want more for themselves. We want people that are looking for something different, that are sick of the current routine, that are not getting the results from the current routine. Different gyms today offer a place where you go to. They're a destination. We are a place where people seek out. They're looking for something that's different. When they come to us, they're already past the point of trying the destination. It's not working for them. So they're going to come to someone that's actually going to make them better. And we invest in you. We know your name. We know your kids. We know what your squat is. We know all those basic things or things that people don't think are basic. And we get to know you on a relationship level. So we can get ourselves invested into you, and you're going to get more out of your fitness because of that.
Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and explain what CrossFit is. And I look forward to trying the class later.
We'd love to have you. Thank you.
Tyler Sullivan is owner of Badger CrossFit in Wauwatosa. Audrey reports that she made it through the workout of the day, but her legs were quite sore for a couple of days after that. We expect that Tyler would say that it proved it was a good workout.